Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Have 2020 saved by the end of 2020 with as little as $39 a week with a savings account. Watch your money grow. And for details, call 733-2800. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Always love it when we go to battle here. And it looks like this one is between celebrity trainer Jillian Michaels and Lizzo. So Jillian Michaels was talking with BuzzFeed about Lizzo and her music and how it's just exploding on the scene.
Right.
And she says she has no idea why Lizzo's fans celebrate anything more than her music. Specifically, she said, why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? Why aren't we celebrating her music? Now, Lizzo frequently performs in skimpy bodysuits. She's a very fuller-figured woman.
Yeah.
But she is all about body positivity and self-acceptance, and Jillian doesn't support that, saying it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes.
So even
when fans attacked her, she doubled down on her stance, just saying, like, you know, there's never a moment where I'm going to be. I'm so glad she's overweight. My kids love her music, though.
Yeah, I mean, she should have said more concerned, like, about her health.
Right.
More diabetes, you know, because that could bring on some diseases.
Right.
Yes. But how does Lizzo feel about this? You know what? She can't even be bothered by Jillian's comments right now because she is volunteering her time in Australia to help out with those wildfires. She's been at a food bank, packing up food and supplies, not even looking for publicity.
Yeah.
They're posting her picture online, but giving her a little shout out. And then she ended up dropping a line from her song saying, turns out I'm 100% that food bank. So I think we know whose team we're on this morning.
That's funny.
Fuller House star Lori Loughlin and her husband Mossimo Ginioli have no intention of entering a plea bargain because they say they've done nothing wrong. I know we've told you this before, but now we know.
And it's kind of too late.
It is a little bit too late.
They said they're innocent for, I don't know, 7 months or so?
Yeah, but here's what their secret weapon is.
Okay.
Apparently, they gave money to the head of athletics, but not directly. It was through this guy, Rick Singer, who's supposed to be the mastermind of this bribery thing. And he's the one who's been paying out people at the school. And these payouts happened after the daughters were accepted. So they're saying, hold up, we're completely out of the loop on this. We gave him money for the school and also for his charity. And what he did with it, well, we have no idea.
Oh, I see. They're saying, I thought he was collecting money for the school for a new science center or something like that.
They claim he does. They didn't know what was happening after.
We'll have to see if the judge believes it.
Yeah.
Looks like Danielle Staub is leaving Real Housewives of New Jersey. This is pretty shocking. She admitted this on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen that over the past 12 years, she says she's been happy to stand there and rally with everyone, but it's time to leave and do something that makes her heart happy every day. And she says, I will never be returning as a housewife again.
Wow.
And then when he said never, she said, well, at least not with New Jersey. So I don't know who ticked her off, but it was enough that
housewives
she didn't want to come back.
Of Wilbraham. You could always move.
And Harry Styles, what a nice thing he did. He was walking by a restaurant. Some guy was standing outside with his dog. He was trying to figure out, how am I going inside to get my order when I can't bring an animal in? It was a little puppy. And Harry Styles saw his predicament, tapped him on the shoulder and said, you know what? I can watch your dog while you go in there. And so that's what happened. He said it's the most hairy thing to do.
Well, did he know it was Harry Styles?
Nobody.
Can you trust somebody with your dog like that?
I guess if it's Harry Styles, you can.
If he recognized him, then sure.
Shouldn't he have gone in to get the food while the guy watches his own pup?
I don't know if there's like a good deed rule book.
Right. I mean, you watch a cute puppy.
Yeah.
It's
anyone
better
would
than
do that.
Having to tip. Well, if he went in, he might have had to tip for the dude,
that's
too. And that, that takes money out of his pocket.
Got to watch cute Harry watching the puppy.
That's true.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Oh, some great gossip today. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you want to save 2020 by the end of 2020, you can put as little as $39 a week into your awesome savings account that you can open up at pvcu.org. All right. So what's going on in Hollywood, Gina?
All right. Brad Pitt says he has one special guy to thank for helping to get him sober, and that's Brad Bradley Cooper. Yes, Brad has been open the last couple of years about his struggles with sobriety and how going to AA helped him. But when Brad was presented with the award for Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood the National Board of Review Annual Awards Gala in New York City on Wednesday night, he thanked the Hangover star in his speech. He said of Bradley, "I got sober because of this guy, and every day has been happier ever since."
Wow, that's
really
awesome.
Cool. Nice. You know? I mean, we love when celebrities let us into their lives a little personally like that, so we know that we're not the only ones who struggle. You know, so that's pretty awesome.
Brad's helping Brads.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
.com. It's a new organization.
Yep.
Tiffany Haddish is on the cover of the January issue of In Style to promote her new movie with Salma Hayek and Rose Byrne. It's Like a Boss. Looks kind of funny. And in the interview, she talks about when she got out of debt because she was, you know, one of those struggling actors for a while.
Most of us.
She said the first thing she bought was a microscope.
What?
A microscope. She said she's always been interested in science.
Nice.
Oh, looking at those little bugs is like
creepy.
Yeah.
I love that.
She said she had a date out of her house and she'd offered him something to drink. And she said the moment he went home, she stealthily swabbed the cup he used to check the bacteria inside his mouth.
It's a good microscope,
That's what you normally do.
I guess. I don't know.
I bought a $30 one for my daughter.
Oh,
I couldn't
yeah?
see nothing.
Oh.
All I saw was a white light.
You gotta take the cap off.
Yeah.
Let's cap.
But this
I will try that today.
This could be why Tiffany doesn't get dates, because she's swabbing their samples. They might find that invasive.
And, like an investigator.
Yes.
Yeah. They like save the cigarette butts and run them for tests.
Wait, you're not supposed to do that on a date?
I guess not.
Whoops.
Got some TV quickies to tell you about. ABC's announced a brand new spinoff from the Bachelor franchise, of course, right? Called Listen to Your Heart. And we might see some more Bachelor alum join the show. We're going to see a special of the Connors with ABC. They're going to do a live on screen family reacting to the New Hampshire primary.
Mm-hmm.
This ought to be interesting.
Okay.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire coming back with Jimmy Kimmel, and people will be playing for charity, and you can play at home.
Oh.
And Modern Family's end will be on April 8th, just so you know. You guys are American Horror Story fans, right?
I'm not, but I saw
one episode once, I think.
Okay, well, they've renewed through season 13, so you have some catching up to do.
A lot. How many 13? Seasons have there been?
Yeah, there have been nine so far. The 10th is going to premiere at some point this year.
Aren't they running out of fake blood by now?
There's a shortage.
There's a lot of blood in there.
I know. I should have gotten into the fake blood business.
And Melissa McCarthy and Nicole Kidman coming to TV for Nine Perfect Strangers. Wow, there's a lot of TV stuff happening.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, Suzanne Somers. You know, you don't hear too much about her these days, but the Three's Company star. She's been touring to promote her latest self-help release book, A New Way to Age.
She's had a few, too, I think.
Yeah, she's had a few books out, and she's damaged right now, though. That's the thing. She's out promoting her new book, but she's got a fractured hip.
Oh.
So she says that she will not give this up, despite being damaged. She says, "I will not give up my high heels." She says, "I have a crutch and my 5-inch Manola Blahniks." And she says, "There's not much she can do."
I would just say, stop using the Thighmaster.
The Thighmaster did not break her foot.
Didn't she promote that years ago?
You think so?
She broke her hip?
The Thighmaster, could you break a hip with a Thighmaster?
I don't know if it's got to hurt.
I mean, I suppose if you haven't used one in a while.
I don't know, but the heels will still hurt. Seems not care about that. Apparently it doesn't matter to her.
Respect to her.
Whatever.
Okay? Respect. She is still fashionable no matter what. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Open up a great savings account there, and you could earn 2020 by the end of 2020 with just $39 a week throughout the year. For details, call 733-2800.
All right, we got some more details on Meghan Markle and Prince Harry with their shocking step down from the senior roles that they have as royals.
Yeah.
And it's been dubbed, by the way, Megxit. You know, like Brexit.
Oh, Megxit. I got it. Ah. It's actually a real story. Usually it's like Meghan stirred her coffee the wrong way.
No, this is an actual story.
It's
pretty big for them.
Right? Yeah. So apparently, Meghan and Harry sprung the decision on the rest of the royal family, only giving them a 10-minute heads up. That's about all they got. Yeah, they left their baby Archie with Meghan's best friend in Canada so they could fly out to Britain and deal with this, because they knew it was not going to be an easy task. And from what we hear, though, she's gone back to get him. But the Queen, Prince Charles, and William, they're all trying to find a solution that's going to work for everyone. And then they pointed out, too, they've got to talk with the governments where they plan on moving. So if they do come to Canada or America or Africa or wherever they go, they have to talk to the governments about how they're going to be protected and how they're going to, you know, keep paparazzi away from them.
Right. And I heard the England taxpayer mm-hmm. is still going to foot the bill for their security wherever they
go. Exactly. Right. So all this has to be worked out. And then some more unexpected fallout. Harry and Meghan's wax figures at Madame Tussauds in London have been removed.
This was the second biggest news story yesterday.
Wasn't it? Oh,
yes.
My God. It came out about midday yesterday when they said that they have taken their royal figures and moved them away from the Queen and Will and Kate.
Sure,
and now they're
should.
Going to be with the world stage section, according to the AP.
Oh,
so they're not
they're,
gone. They're just moved.
They shipped him to Canada.
They're near like Neil Armstrong's something. Different category.
Oh, boy. More coming on that, I'm sure. All right. Remember that champagne that Reese Witherspoon sponged off of Beyonce when their table ran out of water at the Golden Globes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, apparently Beyonce and Jay-Z must have appreciated Reese's and Jennifer Aniston's reaction to getting some of that special bubbly, since Beyonce and Jay-Z sent Reese a whole case of Ace of Spades, and she posted a video on her Instagram story saying, I just got home from New York, and the most beautiful flowers are here in a case of Ace of Spades champagne, and the car read, more water. Jay and Bay. So I thought that was cool. She shared it with her mom, and they both said how incredibly awesome it was. So nice to have a free celebrity endorsement there.
Ace of Spades is fantastic. I just wish I had a case of it.
Fantastic.
Okay, can we move on? I said what I needed to.
The internet just does not know what to make of this, okay? So okay. Beyonce liked a photo of Kylie Jenner's closet clean out.
Whoa.
But shortly after, she unliked the picture.
Ooh, what?
What a slap in the face.
Whoa.
She didn't unlike it fast enough because...
Mind blown.
Fans caught on real fast, and one wrote, must have been an accident, or maybe her daughter, Blue Ivy, was playing on mommy's phone.
Ouch.
Oh, blame it on the kid. Or surprised it's not a hacker, because usually somebody's always blaming that stuff on a hacker.
Yeah, absolutely. Hacked her phone just to light Kylie Jenner's closet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how would you like some Jason Momoa in your house? I know I would.
Okay.
For just $10, you can get a Jason Momoa coloring book. It's called, are you ready for this? It's got like the longest title, too.
Yeah.
Crush and Color, Jason Momoa, a coloring book of fantasies with an epic dreamboat.
Whoa!
Yep, so it was just released a couple days ago, and it's already number one on the new release among comics and coloring books for grown-ups on Amazon.
Yeah.
There are 35 Jason Momoa-filled pages. Okay?
Okay.
And if Jason doesn't float your boat, the same illustrator has other celebrity hotties like Keanu Reeves and The Rock, which are both available for pre-order now, according to people.
Wow.
See, these are the kind of drawings I'd be happy to hang on my wall.
You can hang
your kids' pictures. I'm hanging these.
Yeah, this is on my fridge.
And you would get creative with it, too. Like the six-pack, each one would be like a different color.
That would be cool.
I'll draw them in if they're not there already.
It's a rainbow fantasy.
It's your dirt for sure. At 8:40, get all the reports from 6:40, 7:40, and 8:40, along with the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.